Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I'm excited today. I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time yesterday on my birthday. We had many celebrities there. We even had a person from Black Lives Matter. One of the founders came in for my birthday. They flew in. Got in 6 o'clock in the morning and came to the party, and it was a party. More than 200 people came in. Wow, Jane Fonda, she did a remarkable job, and she wants to come back. She wants to come back to Denton Harbor, Michigan, the city of no return. The city that has all kind of problems. The city that has so many issues. Denton Harbor, Michigan. 9 bodies floating in the water. One was even tied down. They claim no foul play. One guy found with his penis cut off and his braid. And the last person to see him alive was 2 police officers, which is recorded. This is official business. No foul play. Michael Williams found floating in the water because to see him alive was a white girl and a white dude. But according to the white girl and the white dude, 2 police officers was talking to him. And he was never seen after that. So we don't know which story is true. They won't tell the people because they don't have to. The people do not stand up and fight. Who will be next? Who will be next? That's the question that has to be answered. Who will be next? Wow, amazing when you sit down and think about it. You know, we allow these people to do whatever they want to do. They have more than 25 women that was in jail that has been molested by the sheriff deputies. Not one single person went to jail. Not one single person was arrested. But these are white women. These weren't black women. All the women that was sexually attacked was white women. They were white women. They were white women. And not one single person went to jail. Matter of fact, one guy got promoted. They sent him to another department, but he got promoted. Only in Barron County, Michigan. Amazing when you sit down and think about it. Our school system is in total shambles. They got the sheriff's department now patrolling the school system every day. Pistols, bulletproof vests, the whole works. Going up and down the halls. Amazing. We no longer have a school board. We have what they call a CEO. He's in total control. Whatever decision he makes is final. Wow. Believe this today. Only in the city of Denton Harbor, Michigan. That's right. Only in the city of Denton Harbor, Michigan. That's right. We're here. And it's so amazing when you sit down and think about it. Wow, I don't even know what to tell you. Because we're in a real war here. This is no conflict. This is the real deal. And we're battling. We're battling to stay alive, to do the things that need to that need to be done and continue to fight. And here's the good news. We can win this fight. We can win this fight. I'm going to bring in my good friend Belinda Brown first. I want her to introduce her friend. And I think that's where we'll go with that. So she can have plenty of time to say whatever she like. Jane Fonda will get out the vote. The same message I have, you must vote like your life depends on it, and your life do depend on you voting. So you need to get out there and vote. Vote, vote, vote. If you can't walk, crawl. Get to those polls. You need a ride, call somebody. It's crucial that you get to the polls. Got to change whatever going on. My friend Belinda Brown. Belinda Brown.
Woo!
How you doing
Pastor
today?
Pastor Pickney. All right. Happy birthday to you. Oh, wow. Sound like that's somewhere I wanted to be. But you know I'm in an intense.
And guess who catered the food?
Who? Miss Kennard?
No,
oh, Kalaya, oh my goodness. I know the food had. Oh, it was good. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it was. I didn't get a chance to taste it, but they said it was off the chain. It was so good. I mean, everything she cooked, it was excellent, you know.
We
had more than enough food for everybody. All the folks that came, we had plenty of food. And we didn't anticipate that many people. I said I only wanted 50 people, you know, 50 people that I know, you know, and 50 people that's my friend. But once people heard about it, they came from everywhere.
But I'm pretty sure, Pastor Pickney.
You can go to News 57, News 22, and News 16. It's all on the news.
Oh, wow. I know Jane Fonda did a tremendous job. She loved you, Pastor Pickney, just like so many, many others across this country, because truly you have been a tremendous blessing to the people and a voice for the people. So I'm just letting you know I'm in a intense school board race down here in Louisiana. Had I not had all of this going on, I would definitely have been there with you to celebrate your birthday. You know how much it means to me.
I know you
know.
October
is our month.
Yeah. And tomorrow is your husband's birthday, right?
Right, it's his birthday tomorrow, and so we're still hanging in there, Pastor Pickney. We're gonna come and see you. We're gonna pop up and surprise you, okay?
Hey, look, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to you coming up and visiting me, and let's do some things. But before we get to you, let's get to your friend. Why don't you introduce your friend?
Yeah, I don't want to prolong any more time because she's very busy. She's running a very intense campaign down here, and certainly with no doubt about it, Pastor Pickney, she is our choice for Louisiana First Congressional Congress here in our state. You know, we're going to send I'm telling you, we're working hard. We're in the trenches. We're doing everything we possibly can to vote. Souls are going to the polls, and I'm telling you, Pastor Pickney, we are getting the vote out for Tammy Savoir. So with no time, you know, prolonging any more time, I would love for her to come on and just go right ahead and introduce herself. Tammy, are you there?
I'm here, Belinda. I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear. You go right ahead. Take your time, Tammy, and tell the people what they need to know.
Okay, for first,
all right,
I
Tammy,
want
go right ahead.
Reverend Pickney, and happy birthday to you, Pastor Pickney, and Belinda, I want to thank you, too. Y'all, I agree with the pastor. This is an election of our lifetime, and our lives do depend on it. I'm here in Louisiana, and we have a congressman that has been an incumbent now for 10 years, and he has not supported Louisiana, and we need someone who's going to go in and fight for Louisiana. Myself, I am a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. I served in the military for 38 years. I came back home to Louisiana. I'm a licensed psychologist and a mom, and I came back home. I'm from New Orleans and Jefferson Parish and St. Tammany Parish as well. And I came back home and I saw the state of Louisiana, and we're not doing too good here. So we have the worst economic opportunity for all of our citizens, and we have a real, our education system is hurting, our health care is hurting, our people are hurting, and we have a congressman who has turned his back on the people of Louisiana. So my platform is basically, I have a different vision for Louisiana than our incumbent Steve Scalise, who thinks everything is okay, even though we are at the bottom of every list that there is, every quality of life list. So, you know, when there is a high, we have the highest incarceration rate. We have, you know, high maternal mortality rates. We have high infant mortality rates. This is not good, you know. So the 1% might be doing good, but the rest of us are not doing good. So my platform basically is economic prosperity for everyone, a livable wage. No one in this district, no one in Louisiana can live off of $7.25 an hour. And Steve Scalise had the opportunity to raise the minimum wage for our hardworking Louisianians and the rest of the country. And he voted twice against doing that in 2014 and 2017. Just really callous disregard for the hardworking people in Louisiana. And then this tax cut that he made for the rich, the 1% and the corporations, basically just guts the tax base, and so the Republicans now want to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education and training, and any infrastructure. So, you know, we need a fair tax structure for the middle class, and we need a middle class tax cut, and we need people in the 1% to pay their fair share, and we need corporations to pay their fair share. We don't need cuts to Social Security. Some of our elderly, that's all they live on. So, and the final thing with the economy is Scalise supports these tariffs that Trump put forth, and these tariffs are crushing Louisiana. And so our farmers are hurting because China's not going to buy any more soybeans from us. The prices have collapsed. Anybody dealing with the commodity, steel and aluminum, are hurting, and that's all of our shipbuilders. The prices of ships now have increased hundredfold, and so people are really hurting. So economic prosperity for everyone, not just the 1%. We need an education system for all of our kids, all of our kids. So public schools have to be supported, our rural public schools and our urban public schools. We need to support these kids. Our teachers get at least $10,000 less than the rest of the teachers in the country. It's just not sustainable for our teachers to have to go and work another job to get supplies for their kids and the resources they need. So we're not doing right by our teachers, and they can't teach our kids then. So there are a number of issues with our school system, and we really need to do right by them. So, you know, the next thing is our health care. Our health care system is really hurting in Louisiana as well. So our health care outcomes are really poor in Louisiana. Now, in the United States, we pay three times more in health care than other industrialized nations. And three times more, and our health care outcomes are worse. So we have a higher rate of infant mortality, maternal mortality, and in the United States, Louisiana has one of the highest rates of maternal and infant mortality. And I ask, why is that? Why do we have moms dying on the delivery table or 6 months after they give birth to their babies? This is unacceptable in our state and in our country. But we have a congressman who voted 70 times, that's 7-0 times, over the course of the last 10 years to take health care away from Americans. He voted just in 2017 to strip health care from 23 million Americans, 23 million Americans, while at the same time Steve Scalise enjoys the best health care that this country has to offer, all at government taxpayer expense. So that's just hypocritical, and our guiding light should be, as a resource-rich nation, affordable, accessible, quality health care for everyone. So we can do this by shoring up the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, making sure we have pre-existing conditions covered for everyone, and making sure that we have a public option like Medicare expansion so everybody can buy into Medicare. So this is really important, y'all. Healthcare, we spend 17% of our GDP on healthcare. And the idea that we can't pay for healthcare for all is just ridiculous. We're already paying three times as much as other industrialized countries, but we're not getting healthy, and we're not getting health care. We're paying for health insurance. We're paying for billing. We're paying for coding. We're paying for dispute resolution. We're paying the pharmaceutical companies, and we're not getting health care. So we need to change the system, and we need the system to work for Americans, not for insurance companies and CEOs that are making a huge profit off of American health. So there you have it, the economy, the education system, and health care. All of these are intricately tied together. We can't do one without the other. We need a good education system so we have a good economy. The education system today is the economy of tomorrow, and our kids are suffering, and they're going to suffer when they graduate because we're not going to have the economy they need to go out and get jobs. You need a healthy citizenry to have a good economy, and our kids need to be healthy when they go to school. One of the things we suffer from in Louisiana, we have the highest food insecurity rate in our kids. That means our kids are hungry. They go to school hungry, and they go to bed hungry. And that means that the only good meal most of them get, or a lot of them get, is at school. And so we can't do away with the SNAP program, and we got to make sure our kids, it's unacceptable that we have kids going hungry in this country and in our state. So those are the most important things on the agenda for most Louisianians. We also have the environment that is atrocious in terms of the way the government is taking care of our environment and national security. And as a veteran, I will take national security extremely important, and I will fight for a strong national security, but we also must have strong allies, strong relationships, and a moral and just country, a moral and just government, a moral and just administration in Washington, and that's what I'm going to fight for. So in a nutshell, that's my platform. And I just thank you so much for the opportunity to come on and talk to you about my run for Congress against the incumbent, Steve Scalise.
Right. Let me ask you one question. How would you improve the school system?
Well, I think there are a lot of things we need. We need to start from the bottom up. We need to make sure that we have early education.
I like that.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Our kids, especially in Louisiana, they have all these challenges, you know. We have low birth weight babies, we have low we have preemie babies. They're not ready when they get to first grade and kindergarten because they need special help. They need special health care. They need early childhood education to get them ready for school. So we need, honestly, we need to start from prenatal care with moms. Any mom that conceives should have prenatal care so we have healthy babies. They start off healthy. They get early education. They start off school really well, you know, in a good position. They're not already two steps behind. And so we don't have this cumulative effect of them falling behind as they go up to fourth grade. And then if they're not on target at fourth grade, they have a real struggle ahead of them. So we need to start from the time a child is conceived and make sure that we are taking care of our moms. Prenatal care and maternal health is really important to me because we have such a problem with it in this country and in our state. And that leads to so many problems down the road. So that would help the education system, believe it or not. And it's also an economic system. If you don't believe in the morality of it, well, look at the economics of it and look at the long-term consequences of it. We have to do better. And we can do better. So that's one thing. So mandating early education, mandating, you know, prenatal care, and mandating that we pay our teachers more and take care of our teachers and improve the curriculum, make sure that we have set high standards for our students and have the resources they need throughout K through 12. And then there's a whole bunch of things we can do after, you know, as they get through to 11th and 12th grade, to high school with the STEM programs. And we need technical training. We need trade skill training. A lot of kids here don't want to go to college, and they need to be trained for jobs, and we don't have a good job training program here. So we need to do that as well. And then for the kids that do go on to college, we need to help them so they don't graduate with crushing debt. And again, Louisiana had the highest tuition rate increase since 2008, since the Great Recession. So our kids got a double whammy. They, you know, our families are already poor, and then the tuition went up tremendously, more than any other place in the country. And so it just made it doubly hard for kids to go to college without getting into tremendous debt when they get out.
Oh, very good. Very good. I have to agree with you. Your platform is beautiful, and I just love the thought of you saying that you got to start it all over again at the bottom and work your way up, because I tell you, our education system, they no longer teach anymore. We got to almost lay down a platform that they can understand that it's important that you start teaching the basics, and let's deal with that. And watch them grow, because right now we're not really teaching anything. These folks people got degrees, and they really don't know nothing. They only made it through the system. So
let's work
harder than that. I really really appreciate you. And before you leave, I know you got to go. I want to have a few words from Belinda, so we all be on the same page. Cole, my goal is to get the vote out. I don't care what it is. It's a matter of life and death that we get this vote out, and we got to do it. We got to continue with it, and we got to make sure that people understand how important this is, because it's no longer sitting at home watching TV and playing these video games and thinking everything is peaches and cream, because it's not peaches and cream anymore. So we have to learn and educate them and teach them how to vote and why you vote. You're voting for this reason. And I guess if they've been watching the news, they can learn that we got a problem, and we need to work on that problem and resolve that problem at all costs. And education. Vote, vote, vote. Belinda Brown, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Pinckney. I'm proud to say that we have somebody like Tammy that's running up against these Scalise, because she is really a natural bone fighter. I believe she was born to fight, and she's definitely going to fight and set the example in Congress, for the whole world to see what we can do here in Louisiana when it comes to, helping our people and making sure that the things that we need are going to be accessible to us, Pastor Pinckney. I'm really excited about, her campaign even more so than mine, because I know that, if we don't change what's happening in Washington, D.C., it's going to be very difficult for us to change things down on our local levels. So, I know how important that is, too, because that's the reason why, we do have some really good candidates that are running for school board. We're changing the guards here in Louisiana. We have excellent candidates running for state representative, putting somebody in Baton Rouge on behalf that's really, connected with Tammy and working together. So I'm excited about it. I want Tammy to just tell a little bit about, how she have fought for our country already, and how, she's positioned herself to fight, for us in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Tammy.
Well, when I was young, I joined the Air National Guard in Louisiana, and I served as a law enforcement and security forces in the Air National Guard for about 15 years as an enlisted person. And all that time, I was getting my degrees at the University of New Orleans, and serving really helped me get through and get my degrees. I got a degree, bachelor's and master's in psychology, and then I went on to get a PhD in clinical psychology at Emory University. And after that, I went on active duty. I got a commission and went in as an officer on active duty. And I had the real privilege of serving our country, treating patients. I worked in Del Rio, Texas, on the border, and I helped out with the border control folks as they actually found so many deceased bodies and children and moms on the border. And so I helped the mayor. We worked all over the city with as the military and civilian teams came together. I worked all over the world trying to help all of our, we work together, you know, we put ideology aside. We work with NATO. I work with NATO. I worked with all of our coalition partners in the Middle East. And what I did was medical operations. And what we did was we made sure we had medical care for all of our troops, no matter where they were, no matter what happened to them, and not just our troops. When we're working with coalition forces, it was anybody that walked into one of the clinics. And so when you're putting these plans together and you're working with people from all of the world and different countries and different ideologies and different religions and different ethnicities, you know, nobody cares. When you go into that room, you're there to solve a problem, and you're there to provide a service. And that was our job, and that's what we did. And so I want to do that, you know, when I was there and we could provide this service for our troops overseas and for all of our coalition forces, and I come home to Louisiana, I'm like, we're not doing that home? We can't provide this service for our citizens here? That's just not right. And so, you know, I'm home now, and I'm like, no, we have to do better. And I want to serve the people of Louisiana the way that I served and fought for our country. And I think that we can do a lot better for our citizens here in Louisiana, and I think with what I've seen and what I've done, I can go and fight and say, hey, we can do this. Don't tell me we can't do it, because I know we can, and don't
Tammy, Pastor Pinckney, she reminds me a lot of you because of the fact that she don't give up. She is very tenacious, and she, you know, the other day we was in the park, she jumped up on top of the table. She said, Belinda, I'll stand up on top of the table. I want to make sure that the people hear me. And I'm telling you, her voice rang, Pastor Pinckney, because, I believe that, you know, she is dedicated to her work and that she's coming with a real serious fight and that she's going to do exactly what she says she's going to do. She's not going to be one of them politicians that serve the, you know, how they get in office and then all of a sudden they forget their name and their phone number and everybody. But I believe, Pastor Pinckney, that she is the type of woman that, you know, she's a woman of her word. You know, I have seen her in action. She has a lot of wisdom. And what I would like for the callers to do, you know, I know you have a big, abroad, you know, across the country listeners, that everybody that's out there listening at the sound of her voice right now is to, you know, to stand with us, because there is a strong possibility. We're hoping not, but there is a strong possibility that Scalise is going to come out and start spending money to, you know, to oppose her. And we want to make sure that she has, you know, her coffins loaded, you know, her, you know, all of her, you know, fundraising and everything is out the way, so that when he come out the gate, she's going to be ready for him. So I'm asking people to give to Tammy Savoir, you know, let her be the voice for us in Congress, especially because what happens, so goes Louisiana, so goes the world.
All right. And I'm also asking that people provide funds for, is there a website or something that they can go to?
Yes, sir. It's TammySavoy.com. That's TammySav as in Victor, OIE, TammySavoy.com.
Do you have a PayPal or what do you have that they can donate to?
It's a donate button, and it's you can donate like just clicking the button, and you can use PayPal and you can use a credit card.
Very good.
It's a security account.
What if they want to mail you a check or something?
If they wanted to mail a check, they can mail it to Savoy Campaign at P.O. Box 19764, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70179. So that's P.O. Box 19764, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70179.
Very good, very good, very good. And I'm hoping that I have made some contacts. I also told Lee Camp about you. I sent him an email. And I also tried to get a hold of Cat down there, Cat. And I have not been successful.
Ted Quant,
you
talking about Ted Quant at Loyola University, Pastor?
Right. Yes. So I'm still working to make things happen. But this was a very, very busy week for me, and getting things organized, but I have more time next week to work even harder for you and maybe get something done for you, because right now I'm incomplete and I'm trying to do things that just to balance the week out now, and now I'm ready to roll starting tomorrow morning.
Well, Pastor Pinckney, what we would like to see happen is that, Tammy, I know you have some strong connections with Rachel Maddow and MSNBC.
Yeah,
and
I emailed her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. And we're going to see, because she's kind of difficult, unless the story is pertaining directly to me, then it's difficult to really get her to move. But let me see what she's going to do.
She'll like it, because, you know, Steve Scalise is running his little commercials based on his, you know, his injury, that shooting that took place, and he's, you know, running his campaign on sympathy and, you know, and all of that. But Tammy is our choice, and I'm telling you, she is the best choice. She is the most qualified choice, and I know she's gonna fight for the people here in Louisiana, and she's gonna bring the fight that we really need. She's gonna bring the fight that the people can see the change that's necessary, Pastor Pinckney, and that's what the whole world needs to know.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep it moving, and hope that people can reach out and really touch her, because I believe that, you know, we get out there and just do what we need to do, and with the help of others, especially big-name people, we can be successful.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I had emailed Danny Glover, and I know you was in touch with Will Smith, you know, different people that we know that can really, you know, take her campaign to another whole level, because we don't know what he's going to come out the gate with at the last minute in case there is a runoff. And we want to be ready for him, because I know for sure, without a doubt, that Tammy is the real change that the people want to see.
Wow, that's amazing. And I'm surprised, you know, like Danny kind of hard, especially when he's doing a movie or something, but he usually be in that area. You know.
Yeah.
He was
in Mississippi about a couple months ago, and I missed him in Mississippi. He was in Biloxi, right up the road from us. So I talked to him briefly, but he was doing a big thing for the Boys and Girls Club, and I missed him just by a couple of days. But I'm constantly reaching out to him, and he has been very busy. He told me he was going to be busy up until after the holidays. So that's going to be way after the election. But anyhow, we don't know where we at. If we do have to face off on a runoff, Tammy, we probably looking at sometime in December.
Yeah, December 8th.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So we by that time, I can get down and maybe help you, really help y'all move this thing. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, let's hope. Let's hope that you win, but if there's a runoff, let's see if we bring some more firepower down there. And
Pastor Pinckney.
And the students to help out. So just being focused, just staying focused, doing what needs to be done, and, you know, let's take this thing to a whole different level.
That'd be wonderful.
All right.
That's the thing.
Right on. All right, Tammy. Hey, I'm going to let you have the last word. Tell us how we can help you financially. Tell us right fast, and you got the last word, and after that, I got to bring in my good friend, Rosie Roz. Go ahead.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much. Look, we can really take it to Steve Scalise. You can go to my website, TammySavoy.com. Just click donate. Donate anything you can. We appreciate anything because we need to – every dollar we get goes toward – contacting the voters, getting the vote out. That's what we need to do. And so thank y'all so much. It's so appreciated. And we're going to take this fight right to Steve Scalise.
All right. You sound like a strong fighter. You sound like a person who can win.
Yes.
That's what I like.
I like a person
who can win and know they can win. You can win this battle. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I think that you're going to win. And I want everybody out there who supports me, support her. Support Belinda Brown down there in Louisiana, because we need these two type of people there. Let's bring Tammy on in. Let's make sure that she gets what she needs in order to win this election. And on that note, I got to say goodbye to you for right now. And I got to bring in my good friend, Rozzy Roz, where are you, Rozzy? There you go. Rozzy Roz, are you there?
Yes, happy birthday, Reverend Pinkney. Wow, it's your birthday, and it's Hollywood. Happy, happy birthday to you. And many more with special blessings for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. My good friend Vic Yogue was there. I'm going to bring him in next so he can talk a little bit, and then we're going to go further. But tell us how you doing. You know, I know that you broke both your arms or something.
Yes, I broke both my elbows. I fell. I had surgery on my right arm, which I still can't write, and I'm having physical therapy on it. So it's going to be a long time, maybe a year, till it heals right. It's not straight. And my left arm still hurts, but it can do a little more. I feed myself now with my left arm on top of everything else. And all I know, as an injured worker, this is just one more thing, but by the grace of God, I made it. I could have died when I fell. But I haven't heard one elected official mention injured workers. You're the only one that's talking about it. How we get screwed over by the state, by the insurance companies that are making billions of dollars off our injuries, by the doctors writing bogus medical reports, by the judges playing doctors and giving out bogus medical decisions to lower our medical ratings so we don't get paid right or the proper care, and injured workers just die off. And it's enough. I mean, look at my judge. He made a medical diagnosis, Judge Gerald Cohn, who had dementia while he was on the bench. He didn't even know what he was doing, but he made this medical diagnosis. I was sprayed in my face with toxic chemicals from a fire extinguisher. Now, LAUSD, once number one school district in the nation, is only there feeding themselves the money from all their little budget plans, killing off teachers. Is it right that the school district kills off injured workers like they killed off Charles Smith, who was sprayed in his face too? Is it right the governor of the state of California, Governor Brown, signs bills into law that kill off injured work? Kevin DeLeon, who's running for the U.S. Senate against Feinstein. Is that right that they kill us off? I don't think so. Killing people is wrong. We just saw it this weekend. You don't kill people because you disagree with them.
Awful. Absolutely. That was something, wasn't it?
Oh, that was awful. That was just awful. Yeah, like they went into a church years
so
ago.
Say that again.
Just like when they went into a church, that young man went into the church and he killed the people in the church. Remember that in Texas? That was awful.
Just awful.
Place of God to do that. And many temples, I know they have guards outside, and they're going to have more churches and temples. Doesn't happen again. And what did he do?
Absolutely.
He killed older people. And what were the older people doing? Nothing but praying to God. It was awful. Very sad state of affairs in this country where life isn't important. And since I got injured at LAUSD, where they could not even call the paramedics, which is free, the principal could not call the paramedics. Mrs. Charnas, why? My students' nose were closing, their tongues were swelling, we had headaches, our skin was burning. She refused to call the free paramedics. I was gasping for air. They put me in a room, the nurse's office, no nurse on campus, of course, because, you know, they save the money. And where does the money go today? In their pockets. Where does the money go today? In the politicians' pockets.
That's
got
right.
Big
you
pockets.
Said
right. Mm-hmm. And we have all these homeless people. We've been collecting money for years. We've been collecting money about the roads for years. They want more money. They want to raise our gas tax, peel the gas tax. This is awful. Where does the money go but in their pockets? And this Kevin DeLeon gave us SB 863. And all the people who are so excited about his run for the U.S. Senate, thinking he's going to give them health care for all, of course he is. And then they're going to look at your office visits, your tests, your surgeries, and they're going to deny them with utilization review. So you're not going to get anything, and it's going to get worse. So everybody needs to look into all the promises. Nothing comes free, and we're, in the end, paying for everything. And then where do they take our money?
That's,
In the pocket.
That is, that's true. So, we have to go out and do what we need to do because it's important. How's your disability claim coming?
Okay, it's 18 years. They want to settle with me. They wanted to settle with me. But at first I said I wouldn't settle because they hold a certain amount. And they turned my case into a psych case, which it wasn't a psych case. The school district agreed in 2002, 16 years ago, that I had physical injuries. The doctor in 2016 said I had all these injuries caused by physical injuries caused by being sprayed. So it's up to me if I want to settle, but I'm not going to settle because they have once again screwed me over with the money. My teeth are falling out from it. They haven't taken care of my teeth. I don't get all my medical from it. I have lung damage documented. I have balance issues documented. I have fibromyalgia documented. I do not have any psychiatric diseases, incidents, nothing. It's not even in any of my records, but they made it so they could lower my medical rating and not pay me like they do to all the injured workers out there. So, injured workers, I need to hear from you. I'm writing a book about it to say that they kill us. They kill us off. We are the backbone of America. We are the workers that get up every day in good faith. We don't break any laws. We go to work, and all of a sudden we get hurt at the workplace, and they don't even care. And if we die, we die. And as things go on, time goes on, it just gets worse. And when my lawyer, Clint Fetterson, took my case to the Supreme Court, and I lost because they don't care about injured workers, they made a bill in the California legislators to whatever we asked for, they made a bill so no injured worker could ever ask for it again. How awesome.
Mm.
Awful.
Yeah,
all they
absolutely
had to do was call the paramedics and take care of me. Charles Smith in Los Angeles, I'm out in the valley, he was sprayed by his student. And the student, and he died, a black man, a wonderful human being. He's a human being. And he died purposely. They killed him off. How awful.
Mm.
Awful. Mm. There's more stories. They won't give people surgeries. They won't give them operations. They won't settle with my case. And my lawyer, Roxana Sultani, she's on the other side. She was a defense attorney. She doesn't care how they settle. Just get it over. I'm a number. And if she can make a little bit, they have to make so much to be in the law firm every year, these lawyers. So as long as they make their amount, they don't care what they do to you. It's
you
awesome.
Know what? I'm inclined to agree with you, girl. But I want to tell you, you got to hang in there. You got to stand tall and do what you got to do. Because I tell
Thank
you, this thing is getting out of hand. Yeah.
It is
yeah,
out of hand.
Yeah,
it's been out of hand all the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
the doctors
being paid off for these medical reports, mine's not the
mm-hmm.
only one. There's one
mm-hmm.
after another. These doctors
yeah.
are sick. Just sick. Dr.
Mm.
John Stahlberg of Santa Monica, California, When I went to the medical board, they said he was reviewing. Reviewing what? He made his own report up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's just, right. It's just so corrupt and disgusting. Yes,
absolutely.
Everybody has to stand up. Everybody has to speak up. Just, you know, the schools, like they say, are awful. They're not teaching the kids. They just dummied them down. They don't know about history. They don't know about civics. They don't know about everything. It's wonderful to know about the history of the country, of the world, what we all had to go through to get where we are today. Maybe there'd be a greater respect for this country. I mean, I get up and I don't have soldiers on my corner. I don't have soldiers telling me what to do. I can still walk around. I can still breathe fresh air. I mean, it's wonderful. How did we get here? We all fought. We all spoke up. We all stood up. We all went to vote. And we have to think, we have to stand together to save us now. We are not going to be around while this is going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome
mm-hmm.
what's going on.
Absolutely.
It's just awful.
It's gonna get
I don't
worse.
Understand.
Yeah.
Right, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
But listen, Roz, you got any final words? And I got to move on and pick up Big Yo, see what Big Yo got to talk about today. Go ahead. You gave
okay,
your final
you can
words.
Okay, you can reach me at 818-631-0513. 818-631-0513. Or you can email me at RozyWow, R-O-Z-Y-W-O-W, @outlook.com. R-O-Z-Y-W-O-W, @outlook.com. You can see my story on the internet, Rozy Press, R-O-Z-Y, P-R-E-S-S. We must stand together. We must ask the politicians, what happened to the injured workers? We're voters, too, and we don't appreciate being killed off. We're just, once we get hurt, that's the end of us. Bring the next person and bring the next teacher and bring the next office worker, the nurse, the doctor. Just bring people in. But we have to stand up and speak up. Thank you,
that
and happy birthday
correct.
And love. And love
hey,
and blessings to you and Dorothy.
Amen. Thank you. And we will talk to you very, very soon. Take care of yourself. And don't let this good weather get you. I know you're in sunny California, but it's okay. It's going down, Rozy Roz. Rozy Roz, it is going down. Now let me bring in my good friend, the big guy, the 250 hitter, and the guy who just wrote a book. And a guy who's pretty well on top of things, who he attended my birthday party yesterday, and I was so happy to see him. I don't know what to tell you. It was just so good to see him and get an opportunity to meet him and everything. But all is well. Big Yo, are you there?
Yeah, I am, big fella.
Hey, what's up
yeah,
with
I am.
You? What's up with you?
I just want to tell you, man. In that room, with all those activists crying out for certain things, just like Jane Fonda, you know, I gave her my book and I took a snapshot with her and I put it out on Facebook. Yeah, I put it out on Facebook, and a lot of my friends that always say, including my family, talking about, I don't know what I was talking about with Chaps, was amazed.
And what?
Yeah, you got Jane Fonda reading your book? I said, yeah, that's right. I said, now look, I said, I was with my buddy, the Lil Ed, and he gave me that platform. And Lil Ed, I gave a book to Big Dave. I gave a book to Frank. I gave a book to one of the ladies from Black Lives Matter. I gave a book to a lady that worked in Black Lives Matter from Atlanta, you know, because I was down to one book, you know, and she told me she was from Atlanta, and she said, could you give me my book so I can take it to Atlanta? I said, most definitely, because you know why I said that? because I was born, I was born 31 miles out of Atlanta in Newnan, Georgia.
No.
I'm a Georgia peach. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I knew you was country, but I wasn't sure. Remember, we all used to say you was country, and I thought you were born in Illinois. You ain't Roger.
No, we were born in Georgia. Our roots are from Georgia.
Roger was born in Georgia also?
That's correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We were from Georgia, but I didn't go to school down there now. I started on the west side of Chicago. So if that makes a difference, I don't know, I don't know. But, getting back to that, I was overwhelmed with the people that's trying to help other people. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I don't want to bust people bump. I don't want to do that. But I'm going to tell you something, Ed. I'm going to give it to you straight. God told me not to vote.
Oh, no.
Are you listening to what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I'm listening to that.
God told me.
I'm going to have to pray about one. That got to be prayed about.
Listen. Why he told me not to vote. Listen, why? Because you're trying to vote a pay system in, and you're trying to pay a voter pay system out. I'm talking about, my book is all about providing jobs without corporate money, providing jobs without taxpayers' money, and providing jobs without private business owners' money. What I'm saying is the people, each individual, got to understand. This is what I want to get the people to understand. Most of them know, well, I guess all of them know, that they have their own fingerprint. And now recently we found out that we got our own DNA for the little Ed. People don't know they have their own 168 hours per week to work. And then you got to understand, God said he wants you to work 1 week and be off 3 weeks and 1 day within 1 week. That's heavy. Now, the reason that's heavy, because we've been hoodwinked and being misused by a pay system that's not unjust. Now, who's triggering this? Is this pay system? Politicians and lobbyists. They're not for you. They're all about the money. And then guess what? We're hoodwinked within the people in the pulpit, because the people in the pulpit is misleading us also. You know, they never preach about, it's a verse in the Bible that says that God going to give you back double. But now we're talking about, I'm not talking about the baby boomers. The baby boomers, our time is up. The baby boomers, I'm talking about the millennials and Generation X. I'm talking about the people in prison that's entitled to work 10 hours for this year's salary, 10 hours for next year's salary, 10 hours to pay for all their benefits, and 10 hours to pay for a stipend pay, because they're working for the next year's benefits. That means your next year's budget. You have to work a total of 8,320 hours. At the United States Post Office, they think that they work two weeks for pay. And that's totally wrong. And that's the government. That's the government telling the people that. That's the government telling the people that. Now, let's say that you got to understand that God is for all of us. He's for all of us. It's up to you to follow him. So that's why I said you have to read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 to 22. And then you're going to know who the big yoke is. And you're going to know why the big yoke wrote that book. And then you got to read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And then you're going to understand how God feels about you. All you got to do is run chaps, little Ed. Tell them to run chaps. They have that power. Because no politician, as I tried, and no preacher is going to tell you the right chat. You, everybody has to be in an hourly pay system. And so, just like I told you, I think last week, I think it went straight over your head. I told you like at Bankroll, I told you that you have to establish the people that you're going to get paid, including yourself, and whoever's working for you. Whoever's working for you. I told you go to a bank and take out a loan. And then the donation that you come in is going to pay off that loan during the course of the year. But once you get in the child pay system, you're going to work every week. You are going to work 10 hours a week for this year's salary. You're going to work 10 hours a week to pay for all your benefits, 10 hours a week for a stipend pay, 10 hours a week for next year's salary. Now, the 10 hours a week that you pay for your stipend pay, people at the post office don't see because they're out of schedule. Now, we can easily fix this right here now, because the name of the book is called Clockable Hours. It's called CHAP, and it meaning clockable hours mean you have to be in a certain pay location on the clock. So it's three pay locations you have to be in. Now, you know, I was talking about the schools, and I hear people talking about the schools, and that young lady is down there. She's a lieutenant colonel. You know, God bless her soul, you know, because I wasn't nothing but a major. But that's all right, too, you know. But she was in the Air Force, and I was a ground pounder. Well, not a ground pounder, but I was in artillery in Vietnam, dodging bullets over there. Because of the United States government making money off of us, killing us off.
That's right.
For an unjust war. But now, see, and they're talking about we are no good and throwing us away. Oh no, you're not. I would like for everybody. I want everybody to write 168 on their forehead, but I don't want you to do that. Write 168 in your palm of your hand. And then and look at it, and then it's only two types of work schedules. It's two types, Ed. One of them is a 24/7 regular work week schedule, and there's a 24/8 holiday work week schedule. See, I'm talking to people, but it's way over their head because they've been under this 5-day work schedule. You know, 5 days a week, and that's it. You know, but no, that's not it. The week is over 168 hours, and there ain't no such thing as a weekend. Now, guess what? People think in a 24/7 regular work week, how many Sundays in a 24 regular work week do you think it is, Ed?
In a what now?
In a 24 schedule regular work week. How many Sundays?
24 hours.
Huh? Yeah, 24 hours.
24 hours.
But how
are you talking about 24 hours a day?
Yeah, 24 hours a day is what I'm talking about, 24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm talking about, too, is that people think the 7 day of the work week, they're misled by the saying that God worked 6 days and he rests on the seventh day. But I'm here to tell you, in the Bible, in other words, not in the Bible, nobody can rest and work at the same time, first of all. And then in the Bible, they said Jesus healed the blind man on the Sabbath. So a lot of people say it's the seventh day of the work week. But in the child's pay system, it's 12/7 days in that 1 24-hour work system. It's 12. And in a work week, in a 24/7 work week, it's a total of 160 hours being worked in one. So you got
– right. Hey, we just about ran out of time. But I don't recall Jesus killing nobody.
Now, I said killing nobody. I said healing.
Oh, healing. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He healed the blind man on Sunday. Yeah.
I like what you're saying. But listen, unfortunately, we have just ran out of time. But you and I are going to talk during the week. And we're going to talk some more until I get real educated on chaps. And we're going to put that out there like never before. That's a promise. All right. On that note, I got to say goodnight. Same time, same station next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday.